Is the chair would like to reconvene the meeting.
Thank you.
Members, as you can see momentarily, the dash sevens are being handed out to you. And the chair would like to have the administrator, as soon as he's able, to start with the dash six amendments and read them to us. And hopefully we'll be able to follow along in the bill. Ray?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the dash six amendments. It would probably, my suggestion would be if legislators do have their measure with them, that they open them. On, I'll give a couple seconds here, Mr. Chair, please.
Thank you. Excuse me. The chair is going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2051 and open a work session on House Bill 2051. Ray, proceed. Thank you.
On page 4 of the printed bill, Mr. Chair, after line 25, we have the definition of purchaser inserted into the printed measure, and purchaser does not include a cooperative organized and operating under ORS Chapter 62, including a foreign cooperative authorized to do business in this state under ORS Chapter 60 if the agricultural producer is a member of the cooperative. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Chapter 60 is the corporate section of statute, and 62 is the corporate section that deals with cooperatives in Oregon statute. And then the next change in the dash six amendments come in line 33 on the same page, and they add all inventory of the purchaser to the printed bill. And what that does is attaches all inventory to the lien that an agricultural producer holds on a purchaser. In line 38 on the same page, the word inventory is restored so that the bill refers to produce inventory, comma, proceeds, instead of produce proceeds as it currently reads. On page 5 of the printed bill, lines 2, 3, and 4, the word and on line 2, which is the beginning of the sentence, is deleted, and that sentence is, an agricultural producer may waive the right to file under a statute if the producer is an association of which the agricultural producer is a member. And the first change under the dash six purchaser that I had mentioned takes care of that change. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, on page 8 of the printed bill, line 3, we are deleting the term both sold and.
What line, excuse me?
Line 3,
mm-hmm.
Page 8 of the printed bill. We are inserting on the same line after the word delivered, the words or transferred. So that sentence will read, if grain is delivered or transferred by an agricultural producer to a person other than the purchaser for cleaning or storage, the lien attaches when the grain is physically delivered or transferred to the purchaser or agent of the purchaser. And then on that line 4, we're inserting the words for agreed consideration. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that is the full dash 6 amendment.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Members, the chair would entertain a motion to accept or engross the dash 6 amendments. Representative Doyle?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess before I make that motion, I guess I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest, since we're in work session now, for the fact that my law firm has represented farmers in the ABT bankruptcy, in the AgriPac bankruptcy, and now in the AgriFrozen concern. And so with that, I declare the conflict, and if I may move the adoption of the proposed amendments to House Bill 2051 as described in HB 2051-6.
Thank you, Representative. The chair would also at this time like to declare a conflict of interest in this matter. It has been moved, members, to accept the Dash 6 amendments into House Bill 2051. Any discussion? Hearing none, would the clerk call the roll, please?
Representative Doyle?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Hobson?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Keane?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nelson?
Aye.
Chair Thrupp?
Aye. The Dash 6 amendments are hereby moved into House Bill 2051. Members, as you can see, we also have the Dash 7 amendments. Ray, would you read the Dash 7s to us?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, on page 11, which is the last printed page of the printed bill, the Dash 7s insert a paragraph known as Section 18A under the bill, and what it states is an agricultural cooperative organized and operating under ORS Chapter 62 must send notice to all members of the cooperative annually. The cooperative shall send a member the notice in February or with the member's contract. The notice shall state that members may not file an agriculture produce lien under ORS 87.700 to 87.740 against the cooperative. Failure by a cooperative to send the notice does not give a member lien rights against the cooperative.
Thank you, Ray. The chair would entertain a motion to accept the Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 2051.
Mr. Chair, I move we accept the Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 2051.
It has been moved to accept the Dash 7 amendments to House Bill 2051. Is there any discussion? Vice Chair King.
One minor point of clarification. Is there a reason it's Section 18A? Instead of Section 19.
Ray?
Yes, Mr. Chair, Representative Nolan, that is something that was done at the discretion of legislative counsel. I was given no reason why it was numbered Section 18A.
Okay.
Thank you. Vice Chair King.
Just like to acknowledge and appreciate the yeoman effort of Chuck Taylor and Legislative Council in getting this out so promptly, and appreciate the staff up there for helping us out.
The chair would like to echo those sentiments to Chuck Taylor and all the staff at Legislative Council. A hearty thank you for going above and beyond the call of duty and getting us these amendments today. We really, really appreciate it. Any further comments? Hearing none, the clerk would call the roll.
Representative Doyle?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Hoffman?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Vice Chair King?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nelson?
Aye.
Chair Thrupp?
Aye. The Dash 7 amendments are hereby adopted in House Bill 2051. The chair will now entertain a motion to move House Bill 2051 as amended to the floor with a do pass. Vice Chair King?
I move that we adopt House Bill 2051 and move it to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
As amended.
As amended.
Members, any discussion? Representative Doyle.
Given that we still have 2 minutes.
please don't talk for 2 minutes.
For all members of the committee and for all involved in this process, as Attorney Gell had indicated, this is very significant legislation for the farming community, and we wouldn't be here today without the work of our chairman. And this goes all the way back from when ABT first declared their bankruptcy. And although I've been a part of that on a different scale, you know, in representing clients, it's really the work that our chairman has done on this whole issue since that point, and being able to gather the group that he did in this and to get a resolution, I think, on some very significant legislation. It's something I think that he certainly should be proud of, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Thank you. I appreciate those comments.
And Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Your Vice Chair Nelson is likewise very, very proud of your efforts on behalf of every individual in the state of Oregon. And many are going to benefit from this for years and years and years to come. And it takes leadership to make these things happen and a team to carry it through. So I want to let you know our appreciation.
Vice Chair King.
I wasn't there for the work, but I know that it was there, and would it be nice if we didn't have to, you know, pay such a price to, you know, to come up with new legislation.
Yes.
But we're not done yet. We've got 91 votes to go.
Yes, thank you, Vice Chair King, and your comments are well noted. The Chair also at this time, since there's about 30 seconds left, would like to acknowledge the hard work of so many people in the room, Oregon Seed Council, Oregon Farm Bureau, the Bankers Association, the cooperatives, Walt Gall at the bar, certainly ODA for providing facilitators and for being so patient with us, and others that I am omitting, and forgive me for doing so. It really was a team effort, and we truly appreciate everybody's hard work on this issue. Would the clerk call the roll?
Representative Boyle?
Aye.
Yes.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative
Hobson?
Aye.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Vice Chair King?
Aye.
Vice Chair Nelson?
Aye.
Chair Krupp?
Aye. House Bill 2051 is hereby passed to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Thank you all so much. I deeply appreciate your great patience in all of this. We are adjourned.
All right.
The chair is going to carry this bill.